Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is a movement that swept across the nation in response to young teen Trayvon Martin's violent and untimely death. This movement created healing, solidarity, and empathy among all races and communities. Or did it? Hi, and welcome to Centricities, a podcast where I examine the facts of political issues in America and attempt to uncover the truth. I'm your host, Elizabeth Daly, and today we're talking about Black Lives Matter. On February 26, 2012, 17-year-old Trayvon Martin was shot and killed by George Zimmerman. George was a part of Neighborhood Watch. He was in his car when it was raining and noticed young Trayvon walking back from 7-Eleven to his father's townhouse where he was staying. George called the police to report the young teen for seeming suspicious as the teen was walking through the rain. George continued to follow Trayvon against the advice of the police dispatch.
Sanford Police Department, line is being recorded, though, Sean.
Hey, we've had some break-ins in my neighborhood, and there's a real suspicious guy. It's Retrieve View Circle. This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he's just walking around looking about.
Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
Did you see what he was wearing?
Yeah, a dark hoodie, like a gray hoodie, and either jeans or sweatpants and white tennis shoes. He's here now. He was just staring.
Oh, he's just walking around the area?
Looking at all the houses.
Okay.
Now he's just staring at me. Yeah, now he's coming towards me.
Okay.
He's got his hand in his waistband. Yeah, he's a black male.
Okay. How old would you say he looks?
He's got a button on his shirt. Late teens.
Late teens, okay.
Mm-hmm. Something's wrong with him. Yeah. He's coming to check me out. He's got something in his hands. I don't know what his deal is.
Okay, just let me know if he does anything, okay?
We've got an officer over here.
Yeah, we got him on the way. Just let me know if this guy does anything else.
Okay. These assholes, they always get away. He's running.
He's running? Which way is he running?
Down towards the other entrance of the neighborhood.
Okay. Which entrance is that he's heading towards?
The back entrance.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Okay.
All right, sir, what is your name?
George. He ran.
All right, George, what's your last name?
Zimmerman.
After the dispatch call ended, there is some debate of what happened between the call and the shooting. George continued to stalk Trayvon, and witness reports say that an altercation took place where Trayvon was on top of George, punching him in the face. George then shot Trayvon in an act of, quote, self-defense. Trayvon lay conscious for about 5 minutes until passing away. 911 dispatched received many calls regarding the altercation.
And the screaming, was it a male or a female that you heard?
It sounded to me like a male, okay? And what I know of this neighborhood, because I've been here 4 years, there's an elderly man that lives like one, two, three, four doors down north of me. And I'm inside, okay?
Do you think it's coming from your area?
I really don't know, because I'm not outside, man, but I know I'm sitting at my back sliding glass door. There's someone out there right now. I don't see anything but like a flashlight shining around, but I did hear someone yelling, help, 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 and something like that, or oh my gosh, or something, and you know, like moaning and moaning, and then I heard a boom.
911, do you need police, fire, or medical?
My father said someone got shot behind our house.
Okay. Is your brother out there right now?
No, he ran in the house.
Okay. Do you know who was shot? 911, any police, fire, medical?
Yes, I'm looking out my back town home and someone's screaming help, and I heard like a bang. Yes, and I'm looking out my window, like my backyard, and someone's yelling and screaming help, and I heard, like a pop noise, and they're both still out there right now. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I can tell you right now, you're not the only person that's calling. We already have one officer on scene and another on the way.
Oh, good. Oh, my God. I see the person right now. I see him walking. There's a man coming out. There's people coming out with flashlights. Oh, my God. I don't know what he did to this person.
Law enforcement arrived at the scene and attempted to revive young Trayvon Martin, but it was too late. George Zimmerman was arrested for manslaughter. However, during trial, he was found not guilty due to claiming self-defense. Some people have come to the defense of Zimmerman, claiming that Trayvon had marijuana in his backpack and an alleged recent history of fighting at school. In 2012, the National Institute of Health reported that 6.5% of high school seniors smoke marijuana daily, which is an increase from previous years. 23% of high school seniors reported smoking marijuana a month prior to the survey, and 36% stated they smoked within the year. After Trayvon's toxicology report, it showed a trace amount of marijuana. Experts say the amount in Trayvon's blood was indicative of a usage from about a week ago. The toxicology report and his possession of marijuana were allowed to be used in court as a defense for Zimmerman's case. During the trial, debate and division occurred at the question of Trayvon's toxicology report. Could the trace amount of marijuana have affected Trayvon's mind and body? This poses the following questions. If the circumstances were different and Trayvon had been high from smoking marijuana the day of his murder, would he have deserved his death? What would have happened if Zimmerman left Trayvon alone? Can black people walk around freely without being questioned, stalked, reported, or shot to death? George Zimmerman was released of all charges and is currently allowed to own firearms. He also has expressed in an interview how he did not regret the actions on the night of the shooting and that he felt it was all God's plan.
As I sat in the courtroom,
my Lord,
it made me think that they were talking about another man. And it wasn't. It was a child who thought as a child, who acted as a child, who behaved as a child. And don't take my word for it. He had a drink and candy. So not only do I vow to you to do what I can for Trayvon Martin, I promise you I'm going to work hard for your children as well, because it's important.
I vowed to Trayvon that day, when he was laying in his casket, that I would use every ounce of energy in my body to seek justice for him. I will continue to fight for Trayvon until the day I die.
Trayvon Martin's death was another example of the violence black people have experienced. Three women, activists and friends, Alicia Garza, Patrice Cullors, and Opal Tometi, created the largest online protest in history called Black Lives Matter. This movement took a storm across the nation, producing merchandise, sparking conversation, and in true American tradition, inviting divide.
First at 6, a White Lives Matter gathering plans to send a message to the state capitol.
But they are not the only ones planning to show up and voice their opinion about hate crime laws tomorrow. KXAN's Alicia Innes has been tracking down the leaders of these groups.
Ken Reed may live in Houston, but he's bringing his White Lives Matter message straight to the front steps of the Capitol in Austin.
You know, there's lots of white people that are killed by police as well. There's whites that are killed by minorities as well, and you don't see it having such national media attention.
Yeah, get him out of here, would you please? Under my leadership, we built the greatest economy in the world. He's going home to mom.
Now to some tense moments for former President Bill Clinton as he campaigned in Philadelphia for his wife.
President Clinton was confronted by protesters who appear to be from Black Lives Matter. They were upset about gun violence laws Clinton had passed when he was in office 20 years ago. But he fired back, getting into a heated exchange for nearly 15 minutes.
Wow.
You are defending the people who kill the lives you say matter. Tell the truth. You are defending the people who caused young people to go out and take guns.
I listen to them, and they don't listen to me. You will never learn anything when you're talking.
You know what the critics say Clinton's anti-crime bill led to mass incarcerations disproportionately affecting African Americans.
The All Lives Matter movement came in response to the Black Lives Matter movement, diminishing the voices of those trying to be heard. People who support All Lives Matter are doing so by being intentionally racist, implicitly racist, or attempting to be inclusively colorblind. Colorblindness is a phenomenon that people have started by saying that the color of your skin does not matter, that we are all equal. The fact is that the color of your skin does matter, and neglecting to acknowledge historical and current discrimination, prejudice, systemic differences, oppression, and marginalization is a contribution to the problem. Change cannot be made if problems are not addressed. Of course, every life is precious and worth receiving love. Every living person deserves dignity and respect. In the wake of targeted violence and lack of concern or action from community and the justice system, enough is enough. If you would like to research the Black Lives Matter movement and donate to their cause, visit www.blacklivesmatter.com.